Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. I want to invite you to listen to Microphone Check. It's hosted by Ali Shaheed Mohammed from the band A Tribe Called Quest and Franny Kelly. They talk to the biggest names and the best kept secrets in hip-hop, from behind-the-scenes players to the next generation of rappers, producers, and artists. Learn what's happening in hip-hop now and how we got here. You can find Microphone Check at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras. This week, we're going to turn to an item in the news as a topic of discussion. What's lighting up lots of Latino social media right now is the escape of the Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who escaped from a Mexican prison. According to Mexican authorities, Guzman, or El Chapo as he is known, escaped through an elaborate system of tunnels constructed under what was believed to be Mexico's tightest security prison.
It was seemingly only a matter of hours before the internet produced the first narco corrido about the drug lord himself and his escape. And we're going to talk about what a narco corrido is, what a corrido is. Our colleague, Eidar Peralta, is a reporter for NPR's blog, The Two Way, and he wrote a great piece about narco corridos and how they popped up just days after El Chapo's escape. Eidar, welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Let's get right to the music, okay? You have a number of corridos, narco corridos, that popped up on your blog post. What are we going to hear first?
Let's go to Lupillo Rivera first, mostly because this, to me, is, you know, he was out of the gate within, like, hours of this happening, and it gives you the news. It gives you, you know, everything that you need to know about how this happened. And also, it asks the big question, which is, how will Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto handle this?
Le confirmábamos hace unos momentos información proporcionada a Joaquín. El Chapo Guzmán Loera se ha fugado.
La noticia está caliente, pero ya no me sorprendo. Para capturar al Chapo fue un escándalo que hicieron. Bien peinado y por el baño se salió el señor de nuevo. El discurso va a estar bueno. Para convencer al pueblo, al señor Vicente Fox, se le aplicó en aquel tiempo.
So he's saying the speech that the president is going to give is better be pretty good. Because how are you going to explain that this guy escaped again?
Se han movido toneladas. Un túnel muy bien pensado puede llegar a donde sea. El señor se les peló por debajo de la tierra. Puro Badiraguato, Sinaloa, compa. Los gringos meten dinero al gobierno mexicano. El narco se los triplica, por eso son los arreglos. Si la mafia no produce, no se compran carros nuevos. Las cosas nunca cambiaron, afuera o allá encerrado. Sus hijos son como él, siempre cuidando el mercado. El viejo no está contento, pronto les dará un abrazo. Se oye música de viento, allá en lo alto de la sierra. Su gente lo está esperando por barrancos y montañas. Desde ayer hoy mañana es Joaquín Guzmán Loera.
This is like putting the government on blast.
It really is. I mean, I think that's what's really interesting about this song, that you think of corridos as sort of glorifying things. But this is Lupillo Rivera really just laying it out how it really is.
In terms of the criticism of the government?
In terms of the criticism of the government. So basically saying, one, how will Enrique Peña Nieto, the current president, explain this to his people? And he also calls out Vicente Fox, which was when El Chapo escaped the first time, he was the president at the time. And, you know, he gave a pretty good speech, and how will Enrique Peña Nieto do it this time? But then he also lays out, you know, this idea that the U.S. sends a ton of money to Mexico to fight this drug war. But the narco business triples that money. And that's how deals are made, he says.
Jasmine mentioned something while the song was playing that I have to almost agree with and wonder myself. It's like the song, you said the song came out within hours after the news of the escape. This is a well-produced song. There's like enough, there's a whole bunch of instruments on this thing.
He's also talking about how he had his hair well done and he had just taken, you know, like, how do you know, man?
Is it, well, it almost makes me wonder. It's like, was it done ahead of time?
There's something to that. Like, corridos are often commissioned, right, Ayad?
Right. I mean, this is well known. I mean, and in fact, a lot of corrido artists have gotten in trouble killed from, you know, one cartel, and the other cartel will come after you. So yeah, I mean, yes, corridos are commissioned. Not that Lupillo, and who, by the way, has said he's not involved in
of course,
in this.
Yeah.
And they all say that, actually. As they released these songs, some of them like put statements on Facebook. We are not in any way involved with El Chapo, they say. We're just reporting the news.
And what stands out to me also is that, you know, you posted, I think it was 5 videos that were already out there on YouTube. And I think Lupillo is probably the most well-known because he's a fairly known...
He's Jenny Rivera's brother.
She was also a very well-known Mexican music star.
An
icon. Who died in a plane crash. So he, you know, there are pictures of him on the internet attending the Latin Grammys. I mean, he's a mainstream guy. And I think we usually associate narcocorridos with almost like an underground element.
Well... Yeah, I also want to take a moment because I can already see the comments we're going to get on our show page about, you know, haha, you guys are laughing at something really serious. Like, this is a bad dude. I do want to talk about a little bit about the sarcastic humor in some of these songs. And I also want to talk about, like, our sarcastic humor. Because I don't know about you guys, but I think being Latin American, it can be so devastating, the lack of justice, the lack of closure, the tragedy. You know, so many people are dying over this drug war and have died, tens of thousands. And I think, at least for me, something that happens is you almost get this angry sense of humor. Like, you almost, like, you throw your hands up. And I think there is that sense of humor. So I would urge listeners to really think about what we're talking about here and not just as a glorification. Adar, I see you nodding your head.
I wouldn't call it sarcasm, actually. I would call it cynicism. I mean, I think if in the next song that we're going to play, you'll really get to that. I mean, in some ways, it is funny in a very morbid way.
It's a very dark humor.
Right, because things have gone so wrong. I mean, but this isn't just the narcocorridos. I mean, once El Chapo was captured, polls in Mexico showed that 60% of Mexicans believed he would escape.
You're kidding.
No, that's, I mean, and not only that, but Enrique Peña Nieto was asked about this right after the capture. And he actually, in an interview with Univision right after, said that it would be unforgivable. That's a quote, unforgivable if El Chapo was allowed to escape again. So I think that tells you, I mean, 60% of people said, oh, this dude will be gone. So the cynicism is incredibly deep, and I think these songs really capture that. And sometimes that might be funny, because what else are you going to do? I suppose you could cry, but you'd be crying all the time.
Yeah.
What's the song we're going to hear?
So we're going to listen to Román Padilla y Los Reyes de Sinaloa. I'll read you just a little bit of the lyrics, and again, this speaks to the cynicism here. He sings, jail isn't for the powerful, so be careful. If you think he got out through a tunnel, it's what had been agreed to. But however El Chapo escaped, he probably didn't mess up his hair. This is the second reference to hair we've heard today.
Nosotros somos los Reyes de Sinaloa. Un fuerte abrazo, un gran saludo a todos ustedes. Vamos a enviar esto, algo que nos están solicitando vía inbox. Para todos ustedes, que escribamos algo, que cantemos algo de lo que está sucediendo actualmente en nuestro país. Periódicos, noticieros, redes sociales, revistas, todos los medios de comunicación hablan de esto. La noticia hecha canción para ustedes, los Reyes de Sinaloa, contigo. Dice 1, 2, 3.
pelan, poquito les duró el gusto, se volvió a pelar Guzmán. El amigo de la Antuna ya se fue para la sierra.
The roughness of the video, you're right, speaks to just how quickly this thing was turned out.
You know, one thing we didn't talk about with the speed of all this is that narcocorridos live on the internet because they're banned from Mexican radio. Right. So this is why. But so they also live at the speed of the internet.
It's really funny. Like, every time I've ever gotten on a taxi in Mexico, they're playing a narcocorrido, like on a CD. You know, they're playing in every single, you know, feria, like on
the street fairs,
everywhere.
Booths.
Now, there's this, you know, this really interesting thing about news being transmitted with corridos, which maybe let's take a little bit to talk about the history of the genre known as corridos for listeners who don't know.
And that was the traditional purpose of it. I mean, these things sort of developed shortly after, like, the War for Independence in 1810. Lasting on through like the Mexican Revolution in 1910, corridos were used to, like, they were the media, okay? So the people in the South were finding out what was going on with Zapata by the corridos that were being played in the North with Pancho Villa's army, okay? So that's how the news was disseminated. The corridos eventually became a very legitimate folk form after they became more stylized and more established along the Texas-Mexican border. But then the folk form, like you mentioned, the folk form takes on another identity as a narco-corrido comes along with the rise of the drug trade throughout Mexico.
Well, yeah, and ultimately, isn't that what folk is? Folk, the people. It's a form of art of the people.
But it does bring it back to, are these guys extolling the virtues of the guy who escaped Chapo? Right.
Yeah.
Or in his lifestyle and what he's doing, as opposed to lamenting the fact that the country's really suffering because of some of the things that this guy is accused of doing.
I think the gut reaction is that they're glorifying these guys. But I actually have a different view of
it. I do, too.
I mean, I think what you find is that there's disappointment in the current government. What really caught my eye in all of this is, again, that cynicism. So I called Juan Carlos Ramirez Pimienta, who's a professor of Mexican American studies at San Diego State University. And I asked him, like, what's up with this cynicism? And what he said is that it's a reflection of society and the disappointment that people have with the current government.
Yeah, let's play a little bit of that tape.
The escape by the Chapo Guzman was used as a way to transfer that, some of that disappointment. It's a, if you will, a cultural projection, and maybe psychological projection, because a lot of Mexican people perceive themselves as not empowered. So they transfer some of that hope for empowerment to a figure like El Chapo Guzman, although they know and recognize that he is a criminal. But maybe the disappointment of the government is even bigger, and they celebrate that somebody is able to annoy the government.
I would add, so in the song that we just heard, there that one line, but however El Chapo escaped, he probably didn't even mess up his hair. I mean, what that points to is not glorifying that this guy is so smooth,
right,
that he was able to build a tunnel and get out without, you know, anything. It points at collusion between the government and these cartels, right? No, and that's an indictment.
And as a result, we're here talking about these songs. Why don't we play another song that popped up that you found on the blog?
This was another one of those that popped up like almost immediately. And this guy, his name is Ariel Nuño, and he's based out of California.
Ooh.
And he is singing, you know, it's an iPhone video. Again, these things move at the speed of the internet. It's an iPhone video, and with him and his guitar. And again, he points to everything that is wrong with Mexico. One of the lines is, money makes the dog dance, and today it danced again.
Con dinero baila el perro y aquí ya bailo de nuevo. Gracias a Dios que ya salí de este encierro. Que poco les duró el gusto, ya me les pelé de nuevo. Que imagínense la cara que pusieron. Si bien clarito les dije que pronto me les saldría. Mirándose uno con otro se reían. Tal vez de mí se burlaban, tal vez se reían de nervios, tal vez en mis palabras nunca creyeron. Siempre he sido un hombre serio, de carácter muy sereno, jamás me verán que yo me pare el cuello. Y aunque haya estado encerrado, de la vida no me quejo, pues adentro me trataban con respeto. Pero el extrañar mis hijos, ya más de un año sin verlos, eso sí ponía triste a este pobre viejo. Por eso ahí mejor nos vemos, les falló el segundo intento, les juro no me verán en un buen tiempo.
Se lo voy a subir completo a YouTube, plebes, por ahí, para que lo chequen en YouTube, completito. Esta es una parte, saludos a todos, gracias por el apoyo, bendiciones.
So this one humanizes El Chapo, right?
Right.
He says, I was fine inside, you know, these guys were treating me all right, but when I started thinking about my kids, that's when I really started building that tunnel, right? I mean, this one tries to create that,
there's like
that humanity.
There's almost like the Robin Hoodization, right? It's like the bandit as the hero.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and well, not almost, that's exactly what's going on. And again, the speed with which this popped up, this guy, like you said, it's an iPhone video, well-crafted. He's a good player. He's a good guitarist. It's just, it's fascinating that this, it's playing out in real time.
But also, I mean, I think this guy is, part of the reason is because El Chapo is just the stuff of legends, right? I mean, you know, this is the biggest drug kingpin in the world.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that helped it move as quick as it did. And people had their narratives already.
This is his second escape. He escaped once before in 2001.
This is his second escape.
Okay.
Right.
You found some songs from the first escape.
I did. And also, I mean, again, it talks about how big he is, how big a figure El Chapo cuts in Mexico. I think, you know, the first one we'll hear is from Gerardo Ortiz, who's a big figure in Narcocorridos, and it's called El Primer Ministro, the Prime Minister. And this one really, really Now here, I think this one's controversial because it certainly glorifies El Chapo.
Todo el tiempo he peleado contra el poder del Estado. Y desde aquel abril recuerdo del año 57, desde entonces no he parado. Yo trabajo pa' mi pueblo, tengo un gran equipo armado. Mil historias han contado, hoy por ser primer ministro me mantienen señalado. Y me mantienen señalado, pero no se han preguntado quién ayudará a este pueblo como yo los he ayudado. Lo recalco y lo repito y bien queda confirmado que seguiré trabajando contra el poder del Estado. Esto no es una amenaza, es un hecho, lo he logrado. Y puro baila guato, plebes, el sitio del medio, no más, compa. Soy del rancho de la Tuna, cerca de Badiraguato. Y desde aquel 12 de enero del 2001 recuerdo el espele pa' mi rancho. Y de las cosas importantes que hoy existen en mi vida, el nivel de mis negocios, las amistades de mis socios, el calor de mi familia, el calor de mi familia, de mis hijos adorados, sin olvidar a mis viejas, pues soy muy enamorado. El golpe de la familia, como olvidar a mi hijo, siempre lo llevo en mi mente, como Iván y Alfredo, del Estado y de mi gente. Hoy soy el primer ministro.
I think the line that really struck me in that song is where he asks, so he's talking as if he's El Chapo, and he says, so who will help my people? I'll continue fighting the state, and this isn't a threat, it's reality, and I've made it. Right? I mean, that's... Right. That is some serious, heavy stuff. I mean, I can't imagine an analog here in the United States.
They're taking on the government.
Yeah.
Challenging, opening. Yeah. And again, another fascinating aspect of it is that with all the tubas and all that, that's more of a banda form, right? So this is 2001. Late 90s, banda was really, really popular. A very, very popular folk form. Every little plaza has a municipal band. Well, banda became supercharged in the 90s. They had a whole dance craze called the Quebradita, and it was all these Quebradita clubs, right?
Yeah.
Very rural, very border. And that's what this song was. It was a little bit of a accordion, but that was straight ahead banda. Again, a folk form.
Yeah. Well, next up, you brought a guy who I actually got a chance to interview about this topic, El Comander.
And this one, I think it segs into the newer genre, right? Which is el movimiento alterado, which is the one that has surfaced as the drug wars have gotten more violent. So these are, you know, they're a lot more explicit. They really talk about the violence that's going on in Mexico in graphic terms. And this one is El Comander talking about El Regreso del Chapo. Obviously, he's talking about the 2001 escaped.
Al Chapo, que no sea bravo, así lo dice el refrán. Otra vez se ha comprobado con el Chapito Guzmán. Que pasó por Puente Grande.
Y arriba Culiacán.
Porque iba pa Culiacán. La gente de Sinaloa anota su primer gol a la nueva presidencia del señor Vicente Fox. Se les hizo a los gringos hacerles la extradición.
I think this song is a lot more about defiance than the ones that we've heard today. You know, like it's saying, you know, this is El Chapo hitting its, you know, their first goal against El Señor Vicente Fox, who was the president at the time. And also taking a shot at the gringos who weren't able to extradite him. The United States, who wasn't able to extradite him back then and or now.
Por ahí se escuchó una banda y cuernos cacaraquear. Es gente del mes de mayo que acompaña a Guzmán y uno te va a ir a Guato. Y otros son de Culiacán. Con el regreso del Chapo, la empresa del sur creció. Hay gente muy preocupada porque el Chapo ya volvió. El labor de la cadena.
Arriba el Salado y la Laguna Colorada, compa.
Y compadre del señor.
¡Hala, compa Sandro!
El Chapo ya no es el Chapo, solo él sabe quién es él. Así es que búsquense a otro que se le parezca bien, porque al verdadero Chapo no lo volverán a ver.
Río Jalisco, pariente, toda la gente que anda pisteando.
Okay, Jasmine, you interviewed El Comandante.
He was very hard to get a hold of, and after
you think,
finally got him on his cell phone, and he's from Sinaloa, really wanted to be a singer, got into this genre, and I straight up asked him. I was like, "Listen, do you know drug lords? Do you support drug lords?" And he just vehemently denied it. It was like, you know, with that Sinaloa accent. No, señorita. But he just vehemently denied it and just said, you know, I'm just singing about what happens, what's going on. I don't know. You know, I think a lot is being said about the nature of Latinos and of Mexican Americans. And, you know, I really want to make sure that we come across as saying, you know, all of this is said with like a grain of cynicism and of sadness, because a lot of these songs are really, what they're about is not so much about El Chapo as much as it is about a government that is consistently failing its people and is causing a lot of miseria and anguish, you know?
Well, and this is a complicated subject. I mean, I think the case of the missing, or not the missing, the killed college students tells you that. Yes, it was the cartels, but it was the cartels acting in conjunction with local police.
Exactly.
Right. And so this is a complicated subject.
And playing out right in front of us, right in front of our ears, from the perspective of the people who are often under the boot,
yeah.
Who are often the ones losing the people, losing their family members.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have one more.
So let's end with another one of these that was put up. It looks like it was filmed like right outside the studio. You know, there's a big tuba, an accordion, and they're singing off mic, so it doesn't sound great. But it really celebrates that he's out. The refrain in the song is, "The boss is back at his command. The news is confirmed. El Chapo Guzmán is free." And it's by the band Rejegos.
Before we play this last song, Ader, thanks so much for coming in. There's obviously a lot to talk about. There are a lot of social ramifications to these songs. There's a lot of history being made. And there's also the whole idea of the internet being so immediate and accessible to the people who are being affected by this and are reacting to it. So there's a lot more to talk about, and we hope you'll come back and talk to us about this and lots of other music that you're an expert about.
Thank you guys for having me.
Ada Peralta is a reporter for NPR News for the blog called The Two-Way. You should check out his work there. It's always pretty interesting.
And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
This has been Alt Latino.
Chapo Guzmán. Sinaloa está de fiesta porque el jefe de regreso a casa está. Pueden creer cómo sucedió, pues el Chapo como un topo de la cárcel por un túnel se pegó. ¿Quién sabe? No está que el Chapo no es del cierro. La segunda que se les vuelve a escapar, de regreso con rumbo a Badiraguato, por el mando de regreso el jefe está. Confirmado en las noticias, se fugó el Chapo Guzmán. De la federal, como un acto de jauría en su celda, no lo volvieron a mirar. Pueden creer cómo sucedió, pues el Chapo como un topo de la cárcel, por un túnel se perdió. Bien sabido está que el Chapo no es del cielo, la segunda que se les vuelve a escapar, de regreso con rumbo a Badiraguato, por el mando de regreso el jefe está. Confirmado en las noticias, se fugó el Chapo Guzmán.
Ahí quedamos, mi raza, rejegos. Búsquenos en las redes sociales.
Gracias.